The key figure in today's gospel is a remarkable man, the most remarkable Jew in hundreds of years at the time of Jesus, and that was John the Baptist. He was the first prophet in centuries, and the people were just struck by his teachings. And his fundamental teaching was repent in order to prepare for the coming Messiah. Prepare the way of the Lord through repentance. And of course, repentance means to acknowledge our sins, to see what in our life disconnects us from God, disconnects us from other people, disconnects us from our true and best self. When Jesus came on the scene and began his preaching, he started his preaching in the same way, but with a significant twist. The very first words he ever spoke publicly in his preaching were, "Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Believe the good news. Believe the gospel." So he presents a significant departure from John the Baptist, because John the Baptist, he was pretty tough. And he was blasting people over their sins. But people are not going to be inclined to acknowledge their sins if they feel ashamed of themselves, if they're full of toxic shame, if they feel like they're bad people. And people perhaps have told them so. "You're bad. You're a sinner. You're a loser." And so you ask that person to repent. It's very, very painful, because they need a much bigger context in order to repent. And the bigger context is what Jesus presents. The kingdom of God is at hand. In other words, the presence, the power, the mercy of God is available for you. It's right here. Kingdom of God means God reigning over our lives, God ruling our minds and our hearts and our actions. And when we completely open up, that happens. There's a problem. The problem is sin. When we're under the influence of sin, then there's something that puts a barrier between us and the Spirit of God. Just examine any one of the sins that we commit, and you can probably find something that disconnects you from God, from others, and from your best self. The obvious examples: lying, cheating, stealing. When you steal, when you cheat, when you lie, people don't trust you. You create barriers between you and other people. If you are a person who is envious of other people, then you feel less than other people, and you tend to want to gossip about other people and perhaps put them down because you feel less. So gossiping, we don't think, is a big deal. You know, it's kind of fun. People have almost like recreation. They get together and talk about certain people. But it does damage. It hurts people's reputation. It disconnects us from other people. We may think that pornography is just, you know, between me and the computer, has nothing to do with other people. But of course, if a person is looking at pornography, they are looking at a body that they have turned into an object. It's not a person that's on those videos or in those magazines. No. We have objectified somebody and we're just using them for our pleasure. There's no love, there's no relationship, there's no person there. So, and then what happens to us is we get contaminated. The mind and the heart get contaminated, and our other relationships are affected. So even something supposedly as anonymous as pornography has a lot to do with our relationships with other people. And we can go on and on, give hundreds of examples of any of our sins. The sins of injustice. Look what happened in the Ferguson, Missouri Police Department. There was a history of some of those policemen, most of whom were good, but some of them were racist, and they discriminated against black people. And that's a serious sin. And look what it did to the people of that community and around our country. Whenever we treat somebody as less, whenever we put somebody down, any sins we commit, they have an impact on dividing us and dividing us from God and dividing us from our best selves. The best version of who we can become is called holiness. That's what God wants us to be, holy. Sin is the problem. So what's the solution? Repent. Fess up. Be honest. Be sincere. Just hold it up to the Lord. And we need to do that every day. Before we go to bed, the traditional Catholic practice is do an examination of conscience before you go to sleep. You have some night prayers. You examine your first. You examine your conscience, not to feel bad about yourself, but to take whatever mistakes, sins you committed during the day, and holding them up to Jesus and give them to Him. He forgives. He's the Savior. Then we do our prayers. Now there's another way to repent, and we call it the sacrament of reconciliation. Last night, all of these confirmation students celebrated the sacrament of reconciliation. Every Friday night from 7 to 9, we have the sacrament back there in those two reconciliation rooms. Every Saturday afternoon, we have the sacrament available. And it's a powerful moment for people to become free, to become liberated of whatever it is that is disconnecting them from God and from other people. But again, the context of our confession has to be the kingdom of God is at hand. God's love is right here available for you. God is on your side. He's got your back. You don't have to feel ashamed of yourself. He doesn't want you to feel ashamed of yourself. He wants you to be free of everything that makes you less than who you know you really want to be in your heart of hearts. Every Advent and every Lent, we have a big reconciliation service. And this year, it's going to be Monday, December 15th. And we invite all of you to come and make a good, honest, sincere confession, enjoying the healing, saving presence of Jesus who forgives us through the priest. Now, why do we go to a priest? It's very interesting to note that the very first mission that Jesus gave to the apostles was this. He said, this is the resurrection night. He comes back from the dead. They're all afraid. They're in the upper room where they had the Last Supper, and they've got the doors locked because they're afraid. Jesus goes right through the walls. He comes to them, he breathes on them, and he says, receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you shall forgive will be forgiven them. Whose sins you retain will be retained. To these very ordinary men, these apostles, who were cowards, who had turned their back on Jesus when he was dying on the cross because they were afraid, to these men, he gives the mission and the power to forgive sins. And they pass on that power and mission to the first bishops and priests of the church. So they are not better than other people, but they have been given you a unique mission and a unique power through the sacrament of holy orders to proclaim the forgiveness of Jesus Christ. So you're all invited to come December 15th and confess your sins and be healed and absolved. Now, some people don't want to go to confession to priests they know. So they don't want to come to me. They don't want to go to Father Steve. And they're afraid, oh, gosh, what's he going to think of me? He knows me. By the way, just as an aside, you know how priests feel about people when they go to when the people come to confession? And I think every priest feels the same thing. If I have someone who comes to me and they confess something big that they're maybe very ashamed of, they've done some real damage, you know what I feel? Tremendous admiration. I feel like that I am in awe of what God is doing in this person's life. I go to confession every month. I go see a priest, friend of mine. I let it all out. Everything I've said, I thought, that I've done, that I know is against God's will. And I come out of there so light, so free. And that's how I want everybody to come out of the reconciliation room. Light, free, connected. Connected to Jesus Christ. Connected to other people. Connected to their best selves. So Monday, December 15th, 7 p.m. And what happens when we repent with sincerity and honesty? Not only are we liberated and there is a spiritual healing that occurs and strength to live a better life, but something happens in heaven. Jesus says, for a sinner to repent, there is more joy in heaven than over 99 people who have no need of repentance. Joy in heaven. So let's offer some joy to the angels in heaven. Now, these confirmation students in front of me, they have all repented last night, right? You all repented. You all went to a priest, you confessed your sins, you received absolution, and you have had a powerful experience of God during this weekend. We want you to have that connection with the Lord every day of your lives. Of course, sometimes you'll be more enthusiastic, other times you'll be in kind of like a dry period, but you're still connected if you hold on to the hand of Jesus Christ. And I'd like to hear from a couple of the teens about what happened on your retreat. Maybe just a short testimony. So, Luis, you'd like to come up here? And Kimmy?